Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we begin a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. A little later on, we're going to tell you about the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas calendar. This unique and fun-to-use Bible study tool will help you truly enjoy Christmas this year. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Understanding the Seasons of Life.
Now this morning we have a special treat because helping us, I've asked co-teacher Kay, my lovely wife, to help out with this message this morning. And boy, that was pretty wimpy clapping is all I can say. And I've asked her to do this morning for a couple reasons. Number one, she's taught me more about the seasons of life than anybody. And number two, we want to emphasize the fact that the seasons of life dramatically affect your marriage or any relationship that you have. Those of you who are married, have you figured out yet that you and your spouse are often in different seasons? How many of you figured that one out? Yeah, right. And so things don't always mesh. You're always either growing together or you're growing apart in any relationship. Always closer or always apart. A relationship never stands still. And if you understand the seasons of life, you will better sympathize with your mate when they're going through them. In fact, you can help them through seasons maybe you've been through, and they can help you through seasons that they have been through. So let's just this morning look at a general introduction to the series. In the weeks coming, we're going to look at specific seasons of life, but today just kind of a brief overview. So take out your outline. When God created the earth, he set up seasons of weather. And in Genesis 2:22, it says, as long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night. Now we all know that, but God has also established seasons of human activity, seasons of life, relational, physical, spiritual, emotional seasons of life. And in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, read it with me, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. I like it in the New Century Version. It says, everything on earth has its special season. Now, some of you know that my hobby is gardening. And I think I like it because God wired me in such a way that I like to watch things grow. So he gave me a church that would do that. Every gardener knows that if you don't have changes in seasons, your plants aren't going to make it. You have to have seasonal changes in order for plants to grow. The same is true in your life. You have to go through various seasons in order to mature and grow. Now this morning, quickly, I want to just give you five general facts about the seasons of life. Then we're going to look at how to make the most of the seasons of life, regardless of which one you're in. And then next week and in succeeding weeks, we're going to take individual seasons of life that we all go through. First, five facts about the seasons of life. Number one, they are beyond my control. They are beyond my control. You can't control when they happen. You can't control how long they happen. You can't control the location or the duration of them. In fact, most seasons, new seasons of life, begin with an irritation, an interruption, or an inconvenience. And when you enter a new season, your neat little schedule just gets thrown out the door. And all of a sudden, because of something that's just happened in your life, you know, all your plans just evaporate and you have to completely redirect. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Grief is a season of life. And you'll go through that many times in life because there will be times when you have an extended illness. There will be times in life, which you can't control, by the way. There will be times in life when, if you're a parent, your kids are eventually going to grow up, move out, and marry. That will be a loss. Every one of us in this room are going to lose loved ones in our lifetime. Every one of us. And you can't control that. It's frustrating that we can predict what the seasons of life will be in your life, but we never can figure out exactly when they're going to happen or which one's going to happen next. Waiting is a season of life. You know the reason why you have to wait so much in life? Because everything's out of, so many things are out of your control. If you could control it, you wouldn't have to wait. So the seasons are uncontrollable in your life, and no matter what you'd like to do about it, worry about it, it's not going to happen. Now, have you noticed that some seasons just seem to speed by and others tend to just kind of drag on? I remember, for instance, in school that elementary school seemed like it's going to take forever to get through the sixth grade. It just seemed to drag on, and school was never going to get out. Then when I got in high school went very fast. I mean, all of a sudden, it was over. And then I got into college and graduate school, and I thought I was going to die. I thought, I'm going to be writing term papers and dissertations the rest of my life. And some things happen fast, and some happen smaller. You cannot control the duration of the seasons that you are in. So who does determine the seasons of life? Well, God does. Daniel 2:21 says, God controls the times and the seasons. He makes and unmakes kings. That means he sets some people up as leaders and he deposes others. God is in control of world events. It may not look like it, but God is in control. That, by the way, is one of the reasons why I, as your pastor, don't worry too much about what's going on in the world. Because God is in ultimate control and it's moving toward a destiny that he has in mind. And who happens to be in a particular office at a particular time, in the long scheme of things, is not going to affect at all what God has planned for this world. They're beyond our control. The second thing about the seasons of life is that they're often confusing. Now, again, you know this one from experience. Sometimes you're in a situation, you go, why is this happening to me? I just don't understand it. And in fact, understanding usually follows an experience rather than preceding it. In other words, we always tend to understand the seasons we're in after they're over. We don't usually understand it in the situation. Why is this going on? What's happening? We don't see any good in it many times. But after you see, looking back on your life, you have a far greater perspective than looking ahead, because looking ahead, you don't know what's going to happen. Looking back, you know everything that's happened, and it gives you perspective to see the seasons that you've gone through. And so they are confusing. Hindsight's 20/20. However, there are some things that are going to happen throughout your life you're just never going to understand. And God does not owe you an explanation. And you're not going to get an explanation until you get to heaven, because God wants to teach you to live by faith, not by explanations. The Christian life lives by faith, not by explanations. Notice this verse. Ecclesiastes 3:11, God does everything just right and on time, but people can never completely understand what he's doing. How many of you agree with that verse? Yeah, right. Well, you know, let me say this. If you could understand why God does everything that he does, you'd be God.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
We'd like to tell you about a spiritual growth tool called the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet. We're offering this early so you can receive it in time to begin using it on December 1st. The last time we made this available, we received a ton of email and letters sharing about the positive impact of this Bible study resource. We hope you'll get your copy of the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet today. If you'd like to give copies away for Christmas, you'll find as many as you need at the PastorRick.com store. Perfect for the special people in your life. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope, and we'll send it to you when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
God does not owe you an explanation. And you're not going to get an explanation until you get to heaven, because God wants to teach you to live by faith, not by explanations. The Christian life lives by faith, not by explanations. Notice this verse, Ecclesiastes 3:11, God does everything just right and on time, but people can never completely understand what he's doing. How many of you agree with that verse? Yeah, right. Well, you know, you just, let me say this. If you could understand why God does everything that he does, you'd be God. You'd be God, and you're not. It's like an ant trying to understand a human. Your brain capacity isn't big enough to understand why God does all the things that he does. Now, number three, the third fact about this is that not only they're out of control, they're often confusing, but God has a purpose. God has a purpose for every season of your life. The lonely seasons, the sad seasons, the seasons of success, the seasons of waiting, the seasons of grief, and on and on. We are very familiar with this verse, Romans 8:28. We know that all things that happen to us, all that happens to us, is working for our good if we love God and are fitting into his plans. Now, circle the phrase working for and circle the word if, because this is a promise not for everybody. All things do not work together for good for everybody in the world. They only work together for good for those who love God and are fitting into his plans. In other words, you're trusting him with what you're doing. Now, this is one of the basic truths in the Bible. One of the most basic truths is that nothing, if you are a believer, nothing comes into your life that hasn't been filtered by your Heavenly Father. That your life is not a random series of freak accidents and occurrences and circumstances that just happen. That it is not by accident. God never does anything by accident. He has an appointed time for everything in your life. You say, even the bad times? Yes, even the bad times. Now, don't misunderstand me. God does not have to plan all the problems in your life. He doesn't need to. I mean, you come up with them yourself. So God doesn't have to plan bad times in your life. They happen because of you, bad decisions you make, and they happen because of bad decisions other people make, and you're an innocent victim. So he doesn't have to plan bad, because God is not the author of evil. But he does have a purpose that he can draw good out of each and every event in your life, and that means every single event. No matter how dark, no matter how shameful, no matter how bad and how guilty or how bitter I feel about it, God can bring good out of it. He can work for good. It doesn't say all things are good. Remember, we've talked about this many times. Not all things are good in the world. There's a lot of bad. And the Bible does not say all things are good. It says all things work together for good for those who give God all the pieces and say, God, would you work good out of this? Now, if you don't do that, he's not going to work good out of it. But if you say, God, work good out of this experience in my life, he will. And he has an appointed time for everything. Now, number four, the seasons of life include both good and bad times. The seasons of life include both good and bad times. Life is full of contrasts. We go through mountains and we go through valleys. We go through successes and we go through failures. We have winnings and we have losses in our life. Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 2 to 8, we have that list of 28 different life experiences. There's a time for this and a time for that. I've listed them there. And this is not an exhaustive list of the seasons of life. It's just a representation. You see, in weather, there are four seasons. There are four seasons. But in your life, there are dozens and dozens of different seasons. And we'll look at a few of them in this series. Now notice he says there's a time to be born, a time to die. He says there's a time to laugh, there's a time to cry, there's a time to find, there's a time to lose. That one, by the way, is one of the most difficult experiences in life. Have you ever had a problem trying to figure out whether should I hold on or let go? You ever had that one? Okay. Do I hold on to this dream that isn't happening, or do I let go because maybe isn't what I'm supposed to be doing anyway? Do I hold on to this relationship or do I let go of it? I mean, rescue teams have to face it all the time. Do we keep on searching or do we give up the search? That's a difficult time. And the Bible says there's a time for both of those. It says there's a time to keep and a time to throw away. That's a good verse for your garage. just look under your bed and put that verse there. You know, I've discovered that in life, there are two kinds of people. There are hoarders who hold on to everything, and there are pitchers who like to throw stuff away. Pitchers always marry hoarders. Always. And it creates enormous sparks of creativity. You're going to hold on to that? You want to throw it away? We might need it someday. And some of us are such hoarders that you can't even not only fill your house with it, you have to go buy one of these little mini storage places to put more stuff. We're a nation of hoarders. Time to throw away. I mean, okay, that's some of you, that's all you needed to hear today. Go home and do your spring cleaning. You're dismissed. And it just says there's all these other things, gather and scatter, time to hug, time to not hug. You know what that is in the Hebrew? There's a time to have sex and there's a time to not have sex. It says there's a time to speak up and a time to be quiet. And usually we get those two mixed up. And we need the courage to speak up when we should, and we need love to be silent when we need to be silent. But the point is this. Life is a combination of contrasting seasons, and all sunshine and no rain makes a desert. And if you are following God's will, if you're really trying to live your life according to the way God wants you to live, each of these experiences have meaning and purpose and value in your life. Some of you, and they're all God's will, some of you think the only time you're in God's will is when you're at church or having a quiet time. You can be in God's will cleaning out a closet. You can be in God's will, you know, mowing your lawn. You can be in God's will moving to a new location or not moving to a new location. There is a time and season for everything. Now, do you remember that song years ago that Ray Stevens used to sing? Everything is beautiful in its own way. Do you remember this song? He lied. It's not true, folks. Everything is not beautiful. Cancer is not beautiful. Child abuse is not beautiful. War is not beautiful. Everything is not beautiful in its own way. He misquoted Ecclesiastes 3:11, which says this, God makes everything beautiful in its own time. Very different. Very different. That God can take even bad things and in the proper season, turn them around, use them for good in the way that he intends. Now listen, some of you are going through a season right now that's not beautiful. In fact, it's downright ugly. Your finances look ugly. Your health looks ugly. You know, your relationship, your marriage, or your friendship looks ugly. Your future looks ugly. But I want to say this to you. God will bring good out of it, and he can make something beautiful out of that if you'll give him the pieces. Now, number five, the fifth principle about the seasons of life is that what I sow in one season, I will reap in another season. Now, every farmer knows this. You plant in the spring and you harvest in the fall. You don't plant in the spring and immediately the next day you harvest. We want to do that. We want to plant, for instance, you know, start tithing and then say, okay, now I just put in my check and I'm going to walk outside and God's going to respond to it. No, you plant a seed in one season, and you always harvest in another. I remember growing up, my mom used to say to me, now, Rick, the bad habits that you develop in the home and at school, you're going to carry on into your marriage and your career. And you know what? She was right. She was right. And you reap in one another season what you... In other words, the way you respond right now is definitely going to affect your future. On the other hand, if you respond correctly in a season of life, and if you do the right thing, even when you don't feel like it, you know, I don't feel like it in this season. And there are seasons when you're spiritually dried up. It pays great dividends in the future. Notice this verse. Let us not grow weary in doing well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In other words, if we don't give up. Now, these are five myths or facts about the seasons of life. On the back of your outline, now let's look at how can I make the most of each season of my life? How can I grow from it? How can I develop in it? How can I become all God wants me to be? Well, regardless of which season you're in, there are four questions you need to ask yourself, no matter what situation you're in. The first one is this: what can I learn in this season of life? Always be looking for something you can learn in this season of life. In fact, would you agree that there are some things that we only learn through experience? Sure. There are some things, you're not going to learn them in a book. You only learn them from the school of hard knocks. This is what God says in Deuteronomy 11:2. Read this verse with me. Remember what you have learned about the Lord through your experiences with him. Now, to understand the seasons of life that we're going to go into in this series, you got to have one basic truth down under your belt, and that's this: life is a test. Life is preparation for eternity. This is not the big show. Folks, you're in the warm-up act of your life right now. You're going to live on earth 60, 70, maybe 80 years at the most. And then you're going to spend the rest of eternity in eternity. Far more time, you'll spend far more of your life on that side of death than you will on this side of death. This is the warm-up act. This is a test. You're in preschool. This is a preparatory academy.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you missed any part of today's message, or if you'd like to find out more about this ministry, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Right now, we'd like to tell you about a spiritual growth tool called the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar. We're offering this early so you can receive it in time to begin using it on December 1st. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, friends, one of the most common questions that you hear this time of the year is, are you ready for Christmas? It's a question that shows how much preparation we think is necessary just to celebrate this holiday and this holy day. We think getting ready for Christmas means putting up decorations and buying and wrapping gifts and sending cards and planning meals and helping with school plays and church musicals and office parties, and the list goes on and on, making sure that we help all the people who are in need. But does doing all that really get us ready for Christmas? Will making it through a checklist prepare me for celebrating the birth of Jesus? We both know the answer is no. And we both know that it's too easy to get so caught up in doing too many things, many of them good things, but so many things that we forget the real reason for the season. I hope this resource will help you really get ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. And that resource is called Preparing Your Heart for Christmas. It's an Advent calendar, a calendar of preparation with 25 individual doors. And each day on this calendar, you'll open one door to reveal an inspirational word and a Bible verse. And then you just turn to the corresponding page in a companion book that we've put together, and you read through the very short spiritual growth devotional. Now, it only takes a couple minutes to read the Bible verse and the devotional, but it's going to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ at Christmas. My hope is that this resource, this Advent calendar, Preparing Your Heart for Christmas, will help you spend the holiday expressing your gratitude to God, worshiping instead of worrying, and taking things off your schedule so you can appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. I don't want you to miss the miracle of Jesus this Christmas.
We offered this very special premium last year and received a ton of email and letters sharing about the positive impact of this Bible study tool. We hope you'll get your copy of the Preparing Your Heart for Christmas Advent Calendar today. And if you'd like to give away copies for Christmas, you'll find as many as you need at the PastorRick.com store. Perfect for the special people in your life. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or just visit PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.